Yeah, Jeff? Is this Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear me all right.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I don't know what's going on here for a second. What am I doing here? Oh, yeah. Okay. Jeff,
yeah.
What's been happening?
What, this morning?
No, I know what happened this morning. Now, what have you been doing musically, man?
Just nothing, you know, nothing interesting.
Nothing? Not even the single with Donovan?
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
How did that thing come about?
Well, Donovan's under the same producer.
Right.
Mickey Most, and I don't know whose idea it was for us to get together, but one day we just sort of turned up in the studio.
Right.
And just got this thing together, we made it up in the studio. Donovan wrote the words, and we did the backing.
And who decided to release it? Mickey?
Yeah, yeah.
It was basically his idea then?
Well, I think so, yeah. He started it off.
How is it doing? Is the record doing? Have we got the Jeff Beck Donovan thing there? Take a look through. We should have it somewhere in that
it's
big
It's doing fun. Good in England. It's 22 in the charts.
It is 22 in the charts. Jeff, can I ask a question? You have many guys in your group that have a great deal of talent, and yet as they develop their talent, then they seem to leave and go on. Why is that?
What do you mean?
Well, it seems that groups tend to...
Oh, it's only Nicky.
Nicky Hopkins.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Yeah, but wasn't there a guy named Ronnie... What was Ronnie's name?
Oh, Ronnie's still in the group.
Is Ronnie still there?
Yeah.
I thought he split.
No, he's still in the group.
Oh, well, then that's where my head is. It was Nick Wallace that split.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm getting the thing. By the way, the gal from Cream is here.
Mm-hmm.
Cream Magazine, and will you be able to grant an interview to her?
When?
Well, how about if they go... when you're going on the car thing, aren't you?
What thing's that?
You know, to look for those tires.
Oh, yeah. I went out already this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you get them?
No, I just missed them, you know.
Hmm. Well, I was going to send Al over, and...
They closed at 4 o'clock.
Oh, did they? Oh, that's a bummer.
I want to go to that museum, though.
Okay, well, we'll send Al over. And could she come along? She's good-looking, man.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 20 minutes till 5, and we're talking with Jeff Beck, who is appearing at the Grandy tonight.
What are you talking about? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. You're always on the air.
I put on my best voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you stars are all the same.
Nice what?
Stars.
Oh.
I saw you by the pool there with your torn Levi's. How old are those things?
4 years.
Have you ever repaired them?
Well, I've made a desperate attempt up near the very important areas, but don't bother.
Yeah, they're really out of sight, man. Can you buy Levi's like in England, or do they have to be...
You can buy them, but they seem to be only the zip fronts, and I don't like them.
Oh, yeah, you want the button jazz. Yeah, that's very into it, even here, if you can find them, but you can't always find them. A lot of them have the zippers on the thing.
Yeah, they go wrong occasionally.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that could get into a discussion that men could understand, you know.
Yeah.
But... what do you think about this thing with Donovan? Is there a chance that you two may tour in the fall?
I can't really say because the only thing that's progressed so far is that single that's released.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any more than that. I don't know any more than the next man. I hope that it does materialize because I think it could be good. You know, it could attract both kinds of audience.
What do you mean, both kinds of audience?
Like his audience and mine, you know.
Because
they're totally different at the moment. I mean, I could never play to a Donovan audience, and he could probably never play to one of my audiences. Well, I don't know, maybe he could. But
well, it's a juxtaposition, then.
There must be a larger audience with us both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be
I think it'd be an out-of-sight show.
Yeah.
The fact of having Jeff Beck and Donovan on the same bill, I think that the contrast there would be, you know, tremendously interesting.
Yeah, he's an amazing person to work with.
How long have you known Donovan?
About 4 years, but I don't really know him that well. I've never sort of had anything to do with him until just recently, you know, in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Is Donovan married?
No.
Is he sort of a shy type guy in real life, or is he...
He's mad, like all of us.
You know? Crazy, yeah.
Crazy, yeah. But he's not that shy. I mean, you know, he can perform in front of 50,000 people. You can't be all that shy.
No, that's true. That's true. He's a very wealthy performer these days, isn't he?
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
He's bought an island up in Scotland somewhere.
Is he Scottish?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he was an English boy.
Oh, he's Scottish.
That's why he admires Bert Jantz of the Pentangle.
Yeah.
Because I guess Bert is Scotch, too.
Yeah. Scots. Yeah.
Scots.
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, Scotch is a drink.
Oh, that's right. Hey, and I'm Scottish, so I should know better, shouldn't I?
Right.
Oh, boy, if my old man heard me say, make that mistake, he would have killed... Are you Scot?
Nope.
You're English?
Yeah.
From London?
Yes.
Born and bred?
Yeah.
How'd you get involved in the hot rod car thing? Where'd you get that rod, anyway?
Man? I bought it off a face in Boston. He was a really nice guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always what I wanted, one of those things. You know, it's just a good, fun car. So.
Mm-hmm. Do a lot of people in England go in for that type of custom car?
No, they don't have the materials, and they don't have the money to buy the materials. So.
Yeah, that's a pretty difficult thing to come by, an automobile over there, isn't it, for the average guy?
Yeah, so's the money.
Yeah. What's going to happen musically now? Do you think that the loud sound has peaked a little bit?
I think it has. You know, I think there's a definite crumbling in the scene mm-hmm. in general.
Mm-hmm.
And people are really bewildered. They don't seem to know where they are, you know, and what to do about the situation, because, I mean, music has gone around in a complete circle, and they're even digging up old rock and roll tunes, I mean, and the originals, and playing on the radio.
Right.
Want of new material. Don't you agree?
I certainly do. In fact, I have the new Terry Reid single. Do you know Terry?
Yeah.
A groovy little cat.
Yeah.
And one side is very soft, amazingly soft and sweet, you know, which sort of jacked me around a little bit. It's called Mayfly. Have you heard his?
No.
Got yet?
No, I didn't.
And then Super Lungs is typical Terry Reid, you know, what made him here, that great voice play thing that he gets into. Even the Beatles, you know, are starting to come back a little bit to their original type thing.
Yeah.
So maybe this is all going to happen again.
Well, I can only sit back as a spectator and watch it all. You know, I can't... Well, I hope to start off something new with a new album, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as yet, there's nothing down, you know.
Oh, you're working on another album then already?
Yeah, only in my head, though.
I see, because we got Beccola in, but there's not another one available yet.
No.
How long does it take you to put an album together?
Well... You mean actual recording time?
Yeah, from the starting in your head, man.
About 3 days.
Wow.
3 whole days. And Truth was done in 12 hours.
Truth was?
Yeah.
That's a great album, man. That's still on the charts, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't look at the papers.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be very high up, otherwise I'd notice it.
Mm-hmm.
But it sold very well in the first place, you know.
What groups do you think are up and coming in England right now?
God, I don't know. I haven't really been here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been over here for a long time. Well, on and off for a long time. And therefore, and also I don't live in London at the moment. I'm staying down in Kent, which is about 2 hours from London, so I don't get to go to the clubs or anything.
I see.
But on the radio, it's just junk. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Quite confidentially, it's junk.
Do they have the equivalent of what we call, for want of a better name, underground radio in Britain?
Do they have underground?
Yeah.
No, that was all closed down when the pirates closed down.
Well, that must make it really difficult for a record to break over there, eh?
Well, it does, because, I mean, a record will only break if they decide, if this one station decides to play it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like it, that's the only airplay you're ever going to get, so forget it, you know.
Can I ask a personal question?
Well, it depends how personal it is. I might have to...
Well, you say no, man, if you don't want to, you know, get into it. Okay.
No, go on.
Do you ever wonder what's going to be of Jeff Beck, say, 10, 20 years from now?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think, man?
That's another grey hair you're giving me.
Mm. Well?
Well, I'll just be, you know, I can't possibly say. How can I? I mean, I can't answer that question because I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I can't even say what will happen 20 days from now.
Yeah.
You know, when you're zooming around in aeroplanes, you might crash the next day, you know.
And it might all be over at that point.
I sincerely hope I'll be playing some form of music, you know, whether it be on stage or in the studio.
Did you think that you would get into the music scene?
No.
How did it all happen for you?
Well, I mean, I could go on for hours, but one day you just find yourself caught up in the whirlwind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody gives you an offer and it changes your life, you really can't record it in your head. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They just say, all right, you're joining the Yardbirds or whatever group, say that, you know, a kid was asked to join the Beatles, he wouldn't know what day it was, would it? It would take him about 6 months to get used to the idea that he was a Beatle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just as excited about joining them, you know, so...
Yeah.
I can't really explain how I got into it. It's just, you know, grew and grew.
And it's you now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you for talking to me.
It's a pleasure.
And I want to tell you that I know you told me earlier today that you were not happy with all of your show last night, but I've had an awful lot of people come to me today, even some of the people in the studio right now listening, who thought you were just fantastic last night.
Well, we made the best of a bad job, you know, with the letdown on the guitars. That we had a guitar stolen. We had to play...
Where was that stolen?
That was stolen up in a garbage can somewhere up in a place. It was a terrible place.
New York. Oh, in New York it got stolen.
It was some terrible holiday camp we played at, and there was coachloads of idiots turned up. You know,
oh, wow.
They just knew that the value of the guitars, and they just stole them there and then.
And you got all ripped off.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, listen, man, it was still a great show, and we'll be looking forward to you tonight. And we'll be open a little bit later so that people that are over at the Creedence show may want to bang into the Grandy to catch your show later on.
Creedence, what's that?
Yeah, Creedence Clearwater.
They
yeah, they're down at the Olympia tonight in a big show. And so that's why we're going an hour later so that people that want to dig both groups and,
yeah,
you know, come on in and we'll do the thing.
We'll see what we can do.
Oh, hey. Jeff,
yeah.
Thank you for coming to Detroit. Thank you for playing at the Grandy, man. And most of all, thank you for just talking to me, okay?
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you a little bit later then, okay?
All right, then.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.